Don't look under the internet.
What's happening right now?
Represent Mass. Oh,
sorry, it's a whole thing. Cause that's the song from the video he was playing, so I had to fucking include it.
Fair enough.
Beep 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 beep. My news radar is going off.
Is it?
I got a tweet from Obama.
Oh, shit. Directly
he
from?
He gave me some juicy details.
Do you have an inside line with him?
I do, apparently. That's how I'm getting all these
news
stories.
Wait, is it Obama or, like, the Chia Pet?
So, breaking news. Fleetwood Mac has a new album out made specifically for dogs.
I already hate this.
This album is a little too poppy for the older dogs to enjoy. They prefer how Stevie Nicks used to make music back in the day before she went all pop and hip. I guess that just goes to show you can't teach an old dog new Nicks.
I...
You know how proud I was of that.
Yeah, I can see it on your face. Your eyes are glimmering from that hopeful shine.
I was laying in bed. Just laying in bed, it's dark, and just Nicks rhymes with tricks.
Wait, so are you coming up with all of
these? Oh, yeah. I get drunk, and then I come up with all of these.
Okay, I will. That's a little bit more impressive, if I'm being honest.
I have so many. Oh, I should have went with this one.
Don't. Beep, 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 don't
no.
Fucking do it.
One newscast per episode. One newscast per episode. Hello and welcome, everybody.
Welcome to my hole.
We're going to take a deep dive into all our holes today.
Yes, we
welcome
are.
Welcome to Deludi. Don't look under the internet.
That's Mike. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow, you ass.
I think you already
now
used that
now, buy my
one.
Vagina-scented candle.
No, I think he has.
Oh. Fine,
sorry,
I'll fucking...
I think she has.
I'll mix it up some more. I'm Donna from That 70s Show. I will beat the shit out of you.
That's a fair assumption, and I would let her.
Yeah.
Those red flowing locks.
How are you, Doug? That's Doug.
I'm here.
Great!
And I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
And I'm, again,
nope.
Donna.
Again.
And that's Doug.
Guys, we are not doing well. We've done better.
So I want to talk to you all about my hole.
I would love to hear about your hole.
Actually, I shouldn't say it's my hole. I got
it's
it off a man.
Hole.
His name is Mel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He used a bit too much hair care product, so now it's Gel's hole.
God.
We're talking about Mel's hole.
Now that we've lost about 90% of our listeners.
We want to talk to you true diehard fans.
Of Mel's hole.
That stick with the garbage to get through to the gold.
I actually found this story to be kind of fun.
It was fun.
It's a neat little thing.
Like, where did this come like, from?
Doug found this somewhere.
Before this... I had not heard of this at all.
I had never heard of this either. I was literally just, you know, having insomnia as I do, scrolling through TikTok, and someone was talking about Mel's hole, and it was a pretty good, like, little mini
bit
come to of what the whole story was about, and I was like, this is up our alley.
Oh, no.
This is in our hole.
Absolutely.
This is in our turn. Our hole. Yeah, let's dump into Mel's hole, but he's kind of proven already that you can't do that, so...
Well, you can try.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a bunch of stories about it. So Mel's hole. This is back in...
You know it?
Yes.
You so... heard about it, the paper?
This is back in... The beginnings of this is from 1997, and you guys are going to want to remember this program name, because it will come up again.
Yeah.
It showed up on Coast to Coast, AM Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
More like
this is
Fart
basically,
Bell.
God damn it.
This is basically almost like an inspiration for what we're doing.
Yeah, more
except
or less.
He was doing it on the air way long ago, having people call in and be like, tell me the weird things that you know about.
Yeah. Coast to Coast is one of my favorite but most hated things ever created.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because
you get
all this fun shit.
Yeah.
But then he's just immediately like, yep, this is all real. Take it all to heart. It's all, no one's calling in, making bullshit up. That lizard that giant lizard that lady called in talking about ate her cat.
Real.
Yeah, real. Totally real.
Go see it.
Yeah. Yep. The eighth man that had sex with that man's grandma. Real.
It's a whole bunch of just, like, positive reinforcement for things that don't need that.
Yeah, right.
But I enjoy it. Like, this is the second time that I've heard about this. And, again, remember, AM Coast to Coast
with Art Bell. I prefer the Coast to Coast with Space Ghost. I'm just saying.
Me too.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Okay. Either way, this program will come up again in the future. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's a fantastic beginning to a creepy, creepy, creepy story about what we like to call
hole.
Mel's Hole.
Which,
now, I know what you're
thinking. Get all your jokes out of the way now, you perverts.
Oh, his gaping hole.
Fucking yeah, dump
you
into
don't think
it.
We've made that joke already? We decided to keep it out because we thought we were better than that. But you know what? Here we are.
We're not better
We're
than
dumping
that.
Into his hole.
Yeah.
No, are you happy we'll give you guys a minute to do what we did. So, you know, dump into Mel's hole, penis, vagina, boobies.
Keep going.
You know, clit.
Anal sex.
Ass gaping,
yeah.
Spelunkers. I don't know.
Now that all out of the system,
all of the funny things are out of the way. Jokes.
Get ready for a boring podcast for the rest of the day.
We will put you to sleep. Honestly, I wish we had Stephen Wright on this topic because
Carl Sagan on this.
Or Carl Sagan. Either one.
Billions of holes in the universe.
But no,
What would happen if
you rubbed the hole with Preparation H? Never mind. No one knows what we're talking about right now.
Nope. The H stands for hole.
Oh, preparation hole.
Predator hole. Oh, my God. It goes to the top.
We will call it Preparation H.
Is that a drone outside?
No. So we're doing Mel's Hole. And this is it's a pretty unknown.
We're doing Mel's Hole.
I thought we had him all the system.
I can't not be like.
Fair.
No, Doug. No, he's not 12. He's actually 30.
Right, everyone is. We're all going to have to hold on for a second because alcohol is happening. Oh. Also, the other thing I wanted to say is, remember that one time that we said that we were not going to do a marathon recording session for a while?
Well, guess what?
Here we fucking are.
Get fucked.
We are doing a grand total of 4 episodes tonight. Now, granted, 2 of them are going to be, you know, Patreon exclusives, the bonus content and all that stuff, and that's much less structured.
Yes, yeah, someone
and
was,
I will be slurring my words.
Oh yeah.
Much worse than I am now.
Yes, yeah, someone was a little.
But it's 9:45, and we are on the second, so...
Someone was a little...
We're half a bottle into Tullamore Dew. We just finished off the little bit of Maker's Mark and Jameson that we had.
Someone was a little sick last night. I don't want to name names, but Jason was not feeling good.
Oh, last week? Yeah.
Yeah, did I say last night?
You did.
Oh, I meant last week. Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, so, last week I was feeling awful.
We couldn't record, so we're double recording this week.
Yep, this is my fault. And Doug is pawing at me, so... Normally we do this on our after dark, but in lieu of the marathon, you guys want to do a toast?
Well, they'll get another toast too, but this toast can be to space toast.
Are you on a fucking elliptical right now? What is happening?
I'm getting my arm workouts in.
Fucking cling him. Little Miss Thing wants attention.
All right, everybody. Here's to you. Here's to me. If we ever disagree,
clink your phone or whatever you're listening to on when you hear me clink on 3. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
And fuck you.
Here's to
me.
The people
the
on
hole.
Both sides.
Great.
Have you ever had a dream that you
there
you
is.
Had?
Welcome to 3-year old the podcast. Everybody,
Deludy babies.
So, in 1987,
fart battle.
That shouldn't be funny, but fuck. So in 1987, there was a show called Coast to Coast AM with our
toddlers.
God fucking damn it, Mike.
We are a bunch of toddlers.
There was a show called Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Okay, and it was very, very, very popular. It was a talk show where basically this man, Art Bell,
every time you say it, all I can think of is fart bell.
I know. And it's Mike's fault.
And my brain is now changing it to fart smell.
Okay, in 1987, fart smell was in con... Or sorry, 1997.
We're going to get a lawsuit sent to cease and desist.
In 1997, fart smell had correspondence with somebody named Mel Waters. Okay? Apparently, he'd sent a bunch of faxes over saying... Basically outlining this whole story saying, hey, I know what you talk about. I know what you do. I would like to share with you the fact that near my property is a hole.
My hole.
A big ol' hole. A very deep hole. And from what he understands, that like people have been throwing just fucking garbage in there forever. They don't know how deep it is. It's just this big pit of blackness. And this catches the attention of a lot of people. In fact, the first interview is 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Mel had a lot to talk about when he came to his hole.
Well, I mean, they had callers like call in and ask him questions. Like, it was actually a very interesting
program. How many of those questions were just dumb shit like us? Were, how big is your hole?
Literally all of them. One of them was legitimately like, if you were to tell me how far away from your house the hole is, what would your answer be? It's like... That's a dumb question. That's a very boring question. It was most...
About seven holes away.
like six.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question? Yeah. No, it's... He calls into this this radio stage, this talk show radio show, and he'd sent a bunch of, like, fax correspondences to date it. This is, again, 1997.
Yeah.
Faxes were the best way to get printed media across one medium to another.
Side note, still looking for some fax holes myself.
Yeah, no, we are still looking for fax numbers. If anyone has has access to a fax number, Doug is a fax hole for you.
Please. Oh, no.
But, so, Mel Waters faxes Art Bell on Coast to Coast AM in 1997, basically outlining, like, hey, I've got this fucking anomaly essentially in my backyard. It's this big pit. It's about 90 feet wide, and no one can see the bottom. And so this draws a bunch of attention. Do you guys just want to listen to what Mel Waters said to Art Bell?
Oh,
because
sure.
I found the fucking archived radio show audio of Art Bell and Mel Waters talking to each other, interviewing each other about this weird fucking occurrence.
Give it to me, Daddy.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
You want to hear it, somebody?
This is the original audio from the first Mel Waters interview on the Art Bell Show, Coast to Coast AM.
So, all right, so we're going to play the first 3 hours for you, so buckle up.
Yeah, so everyone just fucking settle in. Take a nap if you need to. We'll give you 10 seconds. Ready?
Grab a snack. Beat your meat.
We're starting now.
There you go.
That was almost 10 seconds. It was like four.
Close enough.
But no, here we go. Let's listen to the original audio on the Art Bell Show, Coast to Coast AM, with Mel Waters.
Fart Bell.
Now back to Mel. And Mel, a lot of this audience would not have heard, but there was another little bit of the legend of the hole. Apparently, at some point, somebody threw a dead dog into the hole, right?
Oh, yeah, I was telling you about that before the other night, and, people throw everything in there. There's dead cows going down the hole, there's, you know, sheep, whatever, you name it, it's gone down there. One guy threw his old hunting dog down into the hole, I guess, as a form of burial. And the story that I heard was that the guy, the hunter, was out there hunting one day, and he saw his old departed dog. It looked exactly the same. In fact, it was wearing the same collar, and the same tags on it. So he was the story is, they were like, absolutely believe the dog came back somehow.
And you believed it to the degree that you changed your will so that when you die, they were going to throw your body into the hole, right?
When I'm gone, I'm going to the hole.
Oh, well, but maybe not now, huh?
Well, that's a matter for conjecture. I today, I didn't have a chance to mention this, you know, after finding out, you know, the story about the black beam, you know, the other day I thought I'd go out there and do some more research amongst my neighbors who, you know, may have...
That makes sense. You can't go on the property. Might as well talk to the neighbors. Yeah,
and
sure.
So, you know, you go out and buy them a cup of coffee and find out a few things here. Anyway, I had talked to one gentleman who's really quite elderly and has lived in the area for a long time, but he said that... originally, and this is going way back, so this must go back about 40, 50, maybe longer, that there was a series of, around the hole, there was a series of stone columns. I said, stone columns? And
Stone columns?
Yeah. And so I asked him, you know, could he, like, you know, I sketched out a little how the property looks there and see if he could place the stone columns on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he drew it on the napkin there, and I said, that's very interesting. Well, I had my power book with me, and I pulled up a picture of Stonehenge.
Yeah.
He says, that's exactly what the thing looked like.
You're kidding.
He said that they had these, like, pillars lined up, you know, in, just like that. He says it wasn't, you know, it didn't have that thing on the top, you know. They had some, like, things on top of the pillars, Stonehenge.
Oh, but, that's really odd. Listen, you can't get photographs, Mel. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I asked you about photographs. They won't let you close enough to take any photographs.
I was afraid to take pictures of the guards, to be honest with you.
No, I understand. How about a drawing, Mel? Can you get us a drawing?
So the gist of this is that Mel does get him a drawing.
Can you get us a drawing, Mel?
Yeah.
Mel.
Yeah.
I need a drawing of some stones.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Mel, we need a drawing. Can you draw a hole? It'd be art, you fucking idiot. It's a black circle on a goddamn piece of paper. What do you mean draw a hole?
Mr. Fart Smell, I'm going to give you a drawing of some stones.
Mr. Smell.
So I'm going to be honest. This is the dumbest question that has been asked by Art Bell.
Can
you
get us a drawing? Like, I know you're scared to get a picture, but can you get us a drawing?
What is a drawing going
to
do?
He wants a drawing, but he doesn't want to ask him a question about a dead dog coming back to life.
Right, yeah, he just fucking talked about throwing a dead dog into the hole and it coming
can
back
you draw
to life.
A hole?
He's like, can you draw a fucking hole?
I know you can't get pictures of this stone, but can you draw us a picture, please?
Yeah, and
speaking of...
It's fucking garbage.
Speaking of a dog coming back to life... Do you want to just go butt first into fucking...
What are we dumping
the
into?
The claims of the hole.
Wow, that was
and
a great
it's magic. You like that? And the prowess that be.
Talk that hole up, Mike.
God well, damn. Just like you heard in the audio, Mel claims that people chucked, for some reason, all their animals into a hole.
Yeah, there have been, like, what, cows, sheep, fucking dogs. Yeah.
And before that, he mentions how he would... use this hole. First off, apparently the pit is a natural hole on his property in Kittitas County in Washington. He said it's about 9 miles from the town of Ellensburg. Mel would, I guess, just huck his garbage into the hole because
I don't think
he's heard of a dumpster.
Well, he said the whole town fucking uses the hole.
I guess it's a landfill at that point.
Right.
But like, he's like, I was hucking trash in one day, and I noticed I never heard it hit the bottom. And it's like,
ooh.
Whoa. Maybe you're throwing out light shit, Mel. But
I threw my wife in the hole.
Okay, before we go any further, I do want to tell everyone listening that if you have any knowledge on Mel's hole or where it is or, like, what's been done with it, hit us up. You know, dwpod@gmail.com, visit
tweet
us on
me.
Facebook, Twitter, like, whatever. Just
text or call the phone number.
We need a guide to the hole.
Red Elk.
Guide us to the hole.
Red Elk will be our guide.
Yes, Red Elk could be our guide.
Even though he got lost.
He's a shitty guide.
Yeah, anyway.
But no, like, if somebody has some inside information on this that we're not aware of.
Let's know.
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
fucking,
we might be butchering all this. Who the fuck
you
knows?
Could be lying.
Or leaving out some super awesome shit. Or if you had your own experience with the fucking hole, let us know.
You could also be lying.
Yeah.
We would not know the difference.
That's true.
Come up with a creative story about it. Just fucking give us some input on it.
Give me something.
If our listeners could give us their first experience with a hole, let us know.
What's
when
your first
cherry
experience?
Was taken.
Yeah. Your whole cherry.
We want to hear your whole experience.
the whole experience. So
I fucking hate you, Doug.
Mel noticed that when he tossed the trash in, he never heard him hit the bottom. So he decided he would do an experiment. He was going to take a fishing pole with a weighted line and drop it down the hole and see how far it goes. And he noticed that the fishing line went down 80,000 feet. Now, I don't want to call it bullshit, how do you get 80,000 feet of fishing line?
He said he had like 500,000 feet of fishing wire.
So I actually do know the answer to this question.
Go ahead.
So apparently Mel Waters was like a deep sea fisherman for a bit, and then he retired.
So he got all this shit at Costco. Because you buy it in bulk.
He stole it from a company, is what happened.
Fucking Bass Pro Shop. He's the reason they went under.
Well, guys, we're missing 500,000 feet of fishing wire. This is going to set us back a bit.
Mel's just like, what?
I will never financially recover from this.
It's the Bass Pro Shop. It's the manager. It's just a giant bass with a name tag on.
Yeah, no, he tried measuring it, and again, it... What was the figure?
80,000 feet.
That's like 17 miles or something like that.
Well, so 1 mile. Let's do some math. Who has a calculator?
No.
None of us have smartphones.
You Doug, pull up a calculator.
Figure it out. I'm going to go over a bit more shit. You tell me how much 80,000 feet is in miles.
Well, real quick. How many feet is in a mile?
5,280.
All right. So what's 80 divided by 5,000?
Nope. That's not how that works.
Why not?
Because it's 5,280.
I mean, you could ballpark it at that point.
Oh, you could. 80,000 divided by 5,280 is 15.15.
You're so pretty close. 15... You said 17.
Well, yeah, that's what he says on the fucking recording.
It's like 15-ish miles.
I thought you were just big brain.
No, he was like, it's like 15, 16, 17 miles. That's like literally exactly what he says.
I want you guys to picture what 15 miles looks like. Actually, for reference, the horizon that anybody sees anywhere on Earth, on average, is about 12 miles away. And that's where the rest of the Earth starts to disappear around the curve. Just to give you an idea.
The Earth's flat, bitch.
Get out.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here.
Mel states that the pit had some strange properties. There's that.
Nice.
Dude, I'm loving your fucking input. It's fantastic.
Those of you listening, keep listening.
He claimed that whenever he yelled or screamed into the hole, there'd be no echo. I need to scream real loud in my ass.
That is the best catharsis you could possibly ask for any kind of stress relief.
Yeah, right?
You just scream into the void. Literally the void.
$12 screaming into Mel's hole.
He also, you know, just like he said in the recording, said that people hucked dead animals down there and they came back to life. So that's a fucking thing.
Do we know how big Mel's hole is? Like the
think so. Okay, I don't recall it. But.
Yeah, so I listened to way more of
than you should have.
Yes, I listened to way more of these recordings than I should have. But I did find out that the diameter of the hole is about 90 feet.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's bigger. I mean, it's pretty fucking huge. Yeah. Like, that's large.
Yeah, it's a pretty big hole.
Yeah.
Mel's got a big ass hole.
Yep.
Big asshole.
Mel's got a big asshole.
He also said that when he would sit around the hole, he would sometimes bring a radio over to it, and he got some strange voices and old music that came out of the radio.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was past radio signals.
He might have stumbled across a fucking flesh interface, boys.
Seriously. Is there audio of that?
No. He couldn't even get a picture of the hole. You think he's going to get a radio fucking audio?
Yeah, this dude can't produce a single shred of evidence of the things that are happening.
He can't even draw a hole.
Wasn't one of the things, like, it produces electrical interference? So, like, when you take a picture, like, it's not there.
Probably. Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
People actually claim that that's Bigfoot's power.
Oh, actually.
He's blurry in pictures. That's why you never get... He's blurry.
Also, apparently, the Okiku doll. So I know on the Okiku episode that we did, I said there is nothing prohibiting you from figuring out what the fuck's going on.
Guess again, she's prohibiting you.
I completely forgot. To be fair, I was a bit drunk when I was ranting.
Same.
But the one thing you can't do is take pictures of the doll.
There are pictures of the doll, though.
There are pictures of the doll. There's many.
You can't take the picture.
You have to sneak pic.
Their rule is you can't take pictures, but there are a bunch of pictures. So
That is about it for all the magical properties of this here hole, though.
Okay.
It's basically Pet Cemetery, but you can also listen to the tunes of the Roaring Twenties if you're next to it.
Well, there's a couple other things that happen with the hole that are kind of weird that you didn't go over.
Oh, are you talking... Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to, like...
No. Impose. Go
fast
ahead.
Fast forward onto anything, but, you know...
Well...
It did kind of cure this man's cancer.
Do we want to go over the second round of Art Bell interviews?
Mel's Hole 2.
I don't want to... Yeah, like I said, I don't want to go too far ahead of anyone's
stuff.
No,
that's fine.
Mel's Hole 2, Electric Hole-a-loo.
Hole-a-loo. Boogahole.
Yeah. Let's talk about the second and third.
So, you guys heard the interview with Mel Waters on the Art Bell Coast to Coast AM show. He does call back a few years later. Years. So the first one was in 1997. He calls back in the year 2000 and also in the year 2002.
Good years. Right before and after 9/11.
Yeah.
We picked prime time.
Prime time. I'm going to be honest. All of those interviews, which I listened to way too much of while researching
shit.
This. It's the same shit.
Same exact
shit. It's the same, like, oh, you throw something down there, it disappears. You don't know where the bottom is. Like, it's all more, like, affirming evidence that this hole is endless.
Jason messaged me when we were going over the outline, like, hey,
what do you want
me to do about this second interview shit? It's the same thing. And I'm like, literally just say it. Just mention that he went on again. Yeah,
yeah. He came back on. Like
he's
again.
Harassing
so Art Bell
at this point.
97, 2000, and 2002. Like, it's a pretty big span, right?
That's
7 years of him calling in. Like, that, that sways me in one way about this whole thing.
He's persistent.
That's a long fucking time to keep hammering down on the same fucking topic, and if it's worthwhile, cool. But
you gotta give me more. Bring a drawing this time. You've had 5 years to draw a hole, Mel.
Well, okay, so
you could have commissioned a drawing of a hole, for fuck's sake.
I will say you get a few extra details, which one of them I just said about the whole like curing his cancer thing. That's super, super just summarized. Like,
yeah,
he had cancer. He went near the hole. He didn't have cancer.
Which, okay.
Cool.
Would you guys like some input from Dr. Jason?
Yeah, give us your medical briefing.
Dr. Fisty.
Dr. Fisty, I'm sorry. Dr. Fisty is here to enlighten you. Cancer doesn't do that.
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
there is no poof gone.
You have no idea how many fucking bladder tumors that I've removed, and I see exactly how the cells grow. Okay, for anyone who doesn't know, the medical terminology for cancer is...
L-cancer.
Yes, L-cancer. But it legitimately translates to just rampant cell growth. And it's basically when cells become unchecked, they start multiplying and growing, and that's damaging to your body because those cells should be doing one thing, and they're doing another. So when cancer happens, it's just fucking unbridled cell growth. I don't understand... How you're just like, oh, it's done. Like, what?
Well, no more cancer.
How did he
said,
know?
We're going to go now.
About? Was he just feeling really shitty, walked by the hole, and just like, huh.
Right.
My tummy doesn't hurt.
Dude, I could have cancer right
now.
I
don't need this.
And I would have no idea.
Yeah.
Was he just
walking by the hole, and then all of a sudden he's like, huh, I don't need this colostomy bag anymore. And huffed it into the hole in like a very cathartic.
Yeah. Huh. This bag full of poop just straight into the hole. Yeah, no, it's strange, but it holds credence in 1997 and 2000,
yeah, I guess.
And 2002.
Yeah, it's one of the little bits that make this story, you know, interesting per se.
Absolutely.
We also get a kind of a, I don't want to call it a deep dive, but we get him talking about in these interviews some of the science experiments that this man tried doing.
Yep.
you hear him tell about he lowered a goat or a sheep or whatever it is into the hole.
Where are all
hole.
These people getting these
a
animals?
Fuzzy animal. Well,
they're like farmers.
Yeah, this is super rural. Actually, where, this is taking place
Washington.
Near Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Washington.
I wonder if this is near Deptford County.
Probably.
Oh. Okay, we have to, we have to revisit Deptford, right?
I mean, we'll have to see if there's any updates.
Okay,
on
how about let's set a date right now because I think World
Doug's deepest sigh.
Yeah, he's like, God fucking damn it, I don't want to do this again. And if I'm being honest, I don't either. But it was super early when we did it, right?
And yeah, this is yeah.
Near, and this that was like episode 6 or something.
We'll give it a couple of years, see how we feel.
Yeah, well, we will revisit. Well, I mean, every fucking okay. Every one of our goddamn mysteries comes from either goddamn around the Portland, Oregon area or Russia. Like, those are the two fucking sources.
Fucking epicenters of fucking weirdos.
I wonder if there's, like, a latitude-longitude that, like, corresponds
Maybe something in the
that's
water.
That's the Mayan calendar.
Actually,
or some
super
shit.
Smart thing we should look into. But, I don't know. So, what was I fucking saying? Oh, yeah, he fucking...
You fucking got me so pissed with Deptford.
I seriously... I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that was, like...
Doug
absolutely
Doug
the worst
that.
Episode we did.
I liked
Doug
it. It was fun.
It. Oh, I loved it.
I thought the story, like the YouTube stories that we listened to were pretty cool, but like everything else, I was just like, man, like.
This is garbage.
Cool.
I thought it was all awesome.
Well, you and Barb whatever. Will not have anything to talk about because like I sent her that episode. She had never listened to our podcast at all, and I'm like, hey, you should listen to this. And she messaged me back with like 4 paragraphs of like, holy shit, this is awesome. Also, thanks for shouting me out. Like,
maybe she can turn my eyes in the right direction.
Yeah. Talk to her one day.
I don't know her.
She's your friend. Talk to her. Just talk to her. She's
Barb, if you're listening, I don't know you. So, that... What the fuck am I talking about? Goats.
Talking about
goats in the
goats
hole.
Being dropped in the hole.
Yeah, so they lower a goat into the hole, right?
Okay.
And when you get to a depth of 80,000 feet, quote unquote.
Yeah.
The center of the fucking earth becomes extremely hot. So the fact that this thing didn't just like melt away.
Also, fun fact, the center of the earth is way less than 80,000 feet away.
Yeah.
Way fucking less.
No, yeah. That's no.
Well, okay, to be
how
fair.
How many feet do you think 80,000 feet is? Or how many miles do you think 80,000 feet
we'll
is?
We'll go over this later. I have some
we
stuff.
Literally just okay. went over this.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's. Are you kidding? 40 miles?
15 miles.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I gotta stop fucking hitting the sauce.
Anyways, I have a couple interesting facts about the hole that Mike didn't touch on. So, they lower the goat in. It comes back out dead, as it should. It's not, like, burnt or melted or anything. It's just fucking dead. But a closer examination of it, i.e. them cutting it open, revealed a fucking monster living inside of it.
Like alien.
Yeah. And basically, I'm not going to go super into detail about this because it's the most absurd thing ever.
Spit it out.
Basically, this monster was like, this is the monster that like basically cured his cancer, essentially.
What?
Yeah. It had these like weird healing properties. It was like... I don't know, man. Honestly, for our listeners, if you got 5 hours to listen to all of his fucking call-ins,
oh, it's
just
worth,
listen
it's,
to
it's
it.
It's worth it.
The calls do this thing justice, whereas we're kind of just, like, shitting all over it right now. It's a great story. Like, honestly, it's a really fun story. Like, it's a really, really interesting story, but, you know, we've been drinking, so... but, yeah, there's a monster comes out of this goat, and then, long story short, it talks to him... for a while, cures his fucking cancer, unbeknownst to him, and then jumps back in the fucking hole. Like,
I am the cancer wizard. Whoosh, you have small beaner into the hole.
But yeah, seriously. But there's like a bunch of weird things about this hole that like they end up talking about, and like one of the things is that at the bottom of the hole, there's actually like this like repeating black hole that leads to other dimensions. That's why there's no end to it.
Flesh.
So,
like, what does that remind you of?
Flesh. Interface, flesh, interface.
Yeah.
And there it is. Yeah, yep. The fucking whale pool with all the bones at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically at the end of the, like, the reason his line keeps going into nowhere is because of, like, it's possibly another dimension. Like, there's this whole story about, so actually, let me talk about the government first, because this will make more sense afterwards.
We are all fucking ears.
So, when he calls back the second time, about like 16 minutes in, he starts talking about how the government, you know, offered to buy his property from him, lease it for quite a bit of money.
Oh,
why don't,
yeah.
How why don't much we actually money? Just play the clip real quick?
Fuck it, yeah. Before we do, how much money?
Quarter of $1 million a month.
Also, I can't let this fly by any longer. You thought that the core of the Earth was less than 80,000 feet away. Yeah, it's like 2,100 miles deep. So that's a little bit more
2,100 miles?
Yes. How small do you think the Earth is?
Guys, I'm real good when it comes to the like medicine and the human body. When it comes to the structure of the Earth, probably not too great. I mean, you could tell me that
the Earth itself is like 200,000 miles across.
Honestly, now that you've told me that, you could tell me that inner Earth, like the fucking inner Earth theory, where there's a whole civilization living.
Oh, in, yeah, yeah, hollow Earth.
Yeah, hollow. I'd be like, oh, wow.
Well, Kong is that
race of people?
I forget what it's called, but we live in that one sphere of the like.
Oh, fucking Darius was talking about that stuff.
It's like called 12 miles up.
The filament or something like that. Oh, the fucking,
yes, I know. I actually know what you're talking about.
Like stratosphere and all that shit. Like,
yeah, it's called the filament or some shit. It's stupid and not real. And
we're in it.
No, it's dumb. Anyway,
it's the atmosphere, you fuck.
We're in it.
Anyways,
wait, I thought you were talking about the other thing.
No, I'm talking about like the atmosphere layers of
like
the Earth.
Stratosphere and shit.
Yeah, yeah, like so like we have a bunch of like there's like five or six layers or whatever.
Oh,
and
there's
that's
a whole...
all like considered the Earth too.
Right.
Oh, there's a whole like flat Earth theory where like there's a thing above us that it isn't space. It's called like
It's just LED lights.
It's like water and it's called like the filament or something like that. And it's so stupid and
which actually ties into the turtle theory, but
yeah, it do. Anyway,
let's not go into that now.
Yeah,
Art Bell, round two.
Let's listen to a part of this second call in.
If he was a fish, would he be Cart Bell?
Also, I'm sorry for how stupid I am this episode.
Bro, the fact that I even can remember things right now is beyond me.
Look who you're talking to, homie.
You have been worked to the bone. And the fact that you're here recording one, and we're on two, and we have three and four
to go.
We've got a lot to do. But
smash that Art Bell button.
To all the listeners out here, this is my decompression right now. Like, there's a couple things that I can decompress with. That's recording on Tuesdays, and then on the weekend, seeing my lady and relaxing with her. And those are the things that I
can do.
You
get the button?
The audience?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hang on. I got to find it again.
What the...
All right. I got it. Sorry. Beep. That's for you, Doug. I'm going to let this
Are they clapping? Are they cheering? Are they awing? What's happening?
It could be a mixture of three, depending on the editor.
Huh. But I guess the editor
your choice.
Will fucking choose.
Long story short,
anyway,
I've had a rough
They're still
month.
Going. They're still going. All right. Okay, now stop.
Tell them to
go ahead now.
Put them in line.
I'm going to kill every single one of your audience members, you fucking pieces of shit.
I thought we sent them to the back rooms, and I thought we were done.
No, this is a new audience I paid.
Same.
Anyways, I love doing this for you guys. Good times, even though I'm stressed the fuck out. Sorry I'm not going to be on the next two episodes, but hey, fuck you guys still. But anyways, so yeah.
Let's listen to this fucking audio.
Let's listen to it.
Art Bell.
Dump into it.
Dump.
Scare you the hell away. Then how did you come to make a deal with the government? How did that happen?
I have a hard time figuring out what led around here. But basically, I wasn't going to back off. I was talking to the press. You are the press, Art Bell. And so what they did is offer to lease my property from me in perpetuity for a very healthy sum of money. And I'm talking like $250,000 a month to have use of the property. Yeah, that's $3 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
And, I had agreed for them to let me relocate in Australia, a place that I love and actually wish I can go back to, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you did, in fact, go to Australia because I had a couple of emails from when you were there.
I would contact you from time to time there just to let you know I was okay.
And you were in Australia. Oh, I know that's true. So you had taken the money, and I figured you were probably... sipping martinis in some nice Aussie outback location with lots of nice young Australian, and just having a nice life,
combing my beard and all that stuff.
So what the hell happened?
Well, and then I, you know, I was doing well. I did a lot of good work over there. One of the things that I was allowed to do was to bring some of my plants with me. And,
Did they send you the money?
Oh, yeah. It appeared regularly in my account. I got the money, Johnny, on the spot. It was great. You know, they allowed me to bring my dogs with me, which I don't know if you know about transporting dogs across the seas, but you normally can't bring dogs.
I know. Well, without quarantine for a long period of time.
They were not in quarantine. They just...
Well, that went fucking nowhere, didn't it?
That is basically, like, a lot of the... So,
welcome to Art Bell's program.
I moved to Australia, and they let me take my dogs.
Art Bell be asking all the wrong questions, to be fair, but...
The government bought my land off me for $250,000 a month, and they let me move to Australia. And Art's like, oh, yeah, I know you're in Australia. And he's like, yeah, they let me take my dogs. He's like, yeah, I know it's hard now. Art, aren't you going to ask him, like, why did you ever go back? Why is the government taking your land?
No.
Also, that $250,000 is taxpayer money.
Why don't
I am shilling out my tax dollars for Mel to live in Australia with his fucking dog? Meanwhile, I get jack shit out
of it. You said we're paying for Art to live in Australia?
You get what I fucking mean, man. Well, he is coast to coast.
Get your shit together, Brad.
Art is coast to coast.
He is coast to coast.
Okay, so this is the thing.
In America.
The reason these interviews are so long is because Art Bell will be talking about all the fucking wrong things. So, you know, we have this dude talking about the government leasing his land from him.
For
a quarter of a million a month, all right?
A month.
You know, $3 million a year.
Does he state that it's for life? Did you say that at some point?
I don't know. I'd have to listen to more of it. Like I listened to like chunks of different sections of all the interviews because like you get all this bullshit from Art Bell like being like, oh yeah, I thought you were having a good time out in Australia with all the honeys. Well, like, and
guys,
you're just like, okay.
Keep in mind, so this full interview is legit like 5 fucking hours long. That's including like the first interview and his subsequent interviews on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. It's so much. I have all of the original audio.
Yeah.
All of it. And I listened to, like, I would honestly say, like, 2 hours of it. I'm like, I get the gist.
Does he go anymore? I think I listened to about...
I get it.
I literally today, during work, probably about 50 minutes chunks of different sections of all three interviews.
Does he go over more stuff with the government?
Well,
he touches on a lot.
He tells the whole story. The whole story is told in these interviews, so you get the whole fucking kit and caboodle.
No, I mean, does he like? I forget if he mentions more stuff about the government other than they just paid him to fuck off to Australia.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm gonna summarize this because a lot of it's just like fodder, basically. But they lease the land from him. He ends up trying to go back to his property and gets his ass fucking whooped immediately off the bus in America.
Yep.
They're like, get the fuck on up out of here.
This is ours now.
Yeah, so
and
basically...
He's like, what? But it was mine. And they're like, no.
My cats.
How about that $3 million we gave you this year? That says a little differently. Basically, the government just totally rapes him of his land. Classic America.
They're giving $3 million a year. That I wouldn't call that raping of my land.
Well, still, they whooped his ass when he tried to go back to
literally
kicked
his ass.
He got off a bus and then they jumped him.
Hell yeah.
And he woke up literally, I think he said a week later. Like some shit like that. His belt buckle was missing. It was a bunch of dumb shit. Like
they stole his belt.
Yeah, no, I know. It's
I woke up without my shoes.
If I'm being honest, that like the belt buckle part of that is it actually has
it
something
does.
To do with this whole story.
Yeah,
and it's the most minute fucking detail, but holy shit.
Tell me more.
Like I said, I'm going to summarize everything, but the whole belt buckle thing actually plays into the alternate dimension theory thing that's going on with the whole...
It's so fucking cool!
So if we wanted to get into, like, the... Oh, God. Like, every decision that you make... Like spawns a new
multiverse
dimension.
Yep.
The multiverse theory, right?
Chaos theory.
this whole belt buckle thing has to do with the fact that, like, I think the belt buckle had like a penny minted on it or something like
they didn't like nail down what type of coin it was. They just said, so he goes in this long dialogue about how he used to make these belt buckles for sale and he sold them to a bunch of people, and somebody bought one of them, and the belt buckle consisted of three coins. And each coin had a different world leader on it.
Yep.
There was Roosevelt, there was Stalin, and there was Churchill. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to represent, like, the summit they had. What was it, right after World War II?
Yeah.
And it was a super cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you don't see that kind of belt buckle just everywhere.
No. And one of the big things about it was that these coins that were minted... basically had the one that he found had a V on it.
Yep.
And there was no state or township or whatever it was that started with a V that was minting anything in our timeline, quote unquote. So the fact that he found this belt buckle, or like came across this belt buckle, is just honestly just fucking weird.
Yeah. I would fucking agree. It's so these coins on this belt buckle, right?
Mm-hmm.
The weird part about the whole thing... So there's three coins, and it's supposed to represent the summit around the time of World War II. And it's between Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. However, the Roosevelt coin was minted in 1943. So
2 years before he died.
Before he died, yes. So Roosevelt died in 1945.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
Coins aren't minted. Like,
that's spooky is what that is.
Yeah, presidents do not get minted to coins until they are dead. Right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
That's kind of like the whole point of putting them on U.S. currency is that they have... served their, I hate to say sentence, but living in this country, they've served it, and they are now here. It's fucking weird that this is the only coin that is minted previous to his actual death. It's the only fucking president, right?
Well, plus the fact that he's making these, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't understand.
And then the government took it from him.
Sounds about
beat
fucking
him
right.
Senseless and stole it from him.
They just put it in his hole.
It's just weird because he was selling these belt buckles. Like he would make belt buckles as kind of like a hobby. I mean, what the fuck else are you gonna do? And what's the name of the town?
Ellensburg.
Ellensburg. Ellis Island, Washington. No. Ellensburg, Washington. Like there's from the fucking topographical maps that I've looked at, there's not a whole lot to do there. Like, it's not...
Besides sell coins and do something with
coins.
Turquoise.
But, like, again, the minted coins for all presidents, that happens after they die. Why was this one different? Why was this one minted in 1943?
Because two years
before he died. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's... that
multiverse.
That goes into a lot of, like, the other things that the... There's the claims that the government was doing with the whole is like they were researching alien technology. They were researching other dimensions. Like, there's a lot of weird things that happened with this hole that, like, we don't
like
know
that noise.
Exactly. Yeah, my hole is making noises.
This Mel's hole reside inside you, Doug?
Oh,
it might.
We're all a little bit
because
of Mel's hole.
Mel's hole is in all of us.
There's a little bit
it's
of Mel's
like
hole in all of us.
It's Christmas. It's in all of us.
It's not the destination.
If you believe hard enough, if you want it hard enough, Mel's hole will, you know, manifest itself in your holes. But yeah, like there's reports of beams coming out of this hole.
Yeah, the black light.
Yep.
Yeah,
just a bunch of weird shit.
So if we had kept playing the very first piece of audio that we played, you would hear Mel Waters.
He mentions it, but he doesn't go into detail, I think.
No, he mentions a black beam, like a black light coming out, like legit, like black light. Yeah. Mike, do you want more alcohol?
Give me the liquor. I'm like trying to point so I don't have to make a.
Was that why you were trying to time out us?
No, I was trying to time out a minute ago.
I need booze.
No, to tell Jason to get a little closer to his mic, but he understood my.
I got you.
My thing.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But this, I was just pointing at the liquor, like, oh, give me booze.
Again, guys, we're doing a marathon fucking recording session, so you cannot hold any of the things we're saying against us.
You cannot hold anything against us.
Future editing, Jason, keep all this in.
So just so everyone knows, Jason hates puns.
It's okay, that's not entirely true.
No, he does.
I hate, like, the low-hanging fruit puns, which is about 99% of puns.
So there's a black bean coming out of Mel's hole.
Yeah, so long story short, the government just rapes Mel in his hole.
They take control over it. They basically claim ownership over this anomaly. Although, they have no fucking idea where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is ours. Where is it? They're like,
There's one man who claimed to know where it was and then got lost.
Back in the 60s.
Good old Red Elk.
Yeah.
Red Elk. I mean this in the best way because I forgot. Wasn't he a Native American fellow?
Yes. Okay. So
I didn't want to be like, was he Native American? And you'd be like, no, he was Korean. And I'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah. No, he's Native American and he... So prior to making his presence known, he had been telling stories about this bottomless pit to, like, his, I don't know why.
I just imagine him around a campfire.
I don't want to say tribe mates because that sounds fucking racist.
I just imagine him around a campfire with children telling the story, but it's, like, to the tune of The Devil Went Down to Georgia for some fucking reason. Well, I went down to Mel's hole, and I found myself
a white man went to Mel's hole, and he threw in a fucking tire. Like, what? No, yeah, but like, that's what it was. So this Native American shaman, he identifies as a shaman, and his name is Red Elk, and he said he's been visiting this bottomless pit. I know.
He threw in a fucking tire.
Do we have to make a full version of that now?
Might have to.
I'd be open to it. But no, so Red Elk claims that he's been visiting this bottomless pit since 1961, right?
Yeah, something like that.
For a long fucking time. He's like, yeah, like our people have known that this hole exists. Like all the townsfolk around the area have been dumping everything they can into it. It's just a fucking bottomless pit. And people ask, like, oh, can you take us there? He's like, yeah, I, again, have been visiting this since 1961.
You think he was like,
hey, what?
Yeah, I'll take you to my hole.
At this point, I think by the time they actually went, it was like 2004 or 2006 or something.
Pretty recent.
Yeah, it was not too fucking.
He took like a news crew, I think, with him.
No, no, no. I think it might have been 2012.
He took like a news crew, and then he's like, "It's over there." And
he
then,
led an expedition, and he's like, "I've been going to this place since 1961. I know where I'm going." And all of a sudden, he's like, "I don't know where the fucking hole is.
Yeah,
I can't find it."
I'm boy, sorry. you guys called my bluff. You really made me show my hand here. Yeah. I gotta be honest with you.
But like,
I don't know where this hole is.
When anyone,
the
knows,
hole was inside us the entire time.
It's not the journey. Or not the destination, it's the friends you made along your hole.
Yeah, exactly. It's the tires you threw in the hole.
Yeah. But no, like, he tries to lead this expedition to this bottomless hole, and for whatever reason, he's like, oh, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. And everyone's like, but you've been going here for
you know what it
40
was?
Fucking years.
You know what it was? I placed a rock here to show me the path.
It wasn't a rock, though.
It was rock. Lobster!
Thank you.
And my joke is going nowhere. Anyway, going off of that, sorry, my brain stopped
for
a second.
Yeah, where's this bird scooter?
My brain literally, sorry, literally the like
loading
the dial tone, like the dead dial tone that's like in our theme song, just boom, and then just went back online for a second. But Mel's hole is impossible. I'm just going to say it can't be done, and here's fucking why. I don't care what Red Elk says. He's a liar. Mel's a liar. Also, Mel isn't even fucking Mel Waters' name.
It's not real.
There's no one in that area mm-hmm. named Mel Waters. People yeah. investigated. So he's a gosh dang liar.
There are no persons named Mel Waters.
Mel
in the US.
Said this hole is 80,000 feet deep.
How did he get that number?
Some bullshit fishing wire. Anyway.
Wasn't he, so we said he's a fucking, like, a deep sea. He used to be a deep sea fisherman.
You said that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, so on this, the interview that I listened to, he claims it. A fucking hour, he's like, well, I used to be a deep sea fisherman, so I have all these spools of fucking fishing line.
Deep sea lion, son of a bitch.
As it turns out, the deepest cavern known to man is a little over 7,100 feet deep.
Wow. Less than a tenth.
Yes, the deepest mine shaft is a little over 12,000 feet.
Yeah.
And the Russians have been drilling into the earth.
Yeah, in that fucking little tiny hole.
And they've only made it 40,000 feet.
Yep.
There is a geologist named Jack Powell who has claimed that this is bullshit because he's like, any hole that's 80,000 feet deep will just collapse in on its own pressure and heat. It literally cannot happen. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, once you get down that deep, the pressure's probably very intense, which if even if let it out,
he's barfing.
I tried to turn my mic off for that, but apparently it was too loud.
Even if this hole is 80,000 feet deep, that would explain probably how his fucking goat died. Its organs probably collapsed in on itself and it died of heat exhaustion, I mean, or some shit.
Explain the monster inside of it, though.
It was probably a fucked up lung or something. And then
a fucked up lung that just knows English.
Yeah, I mean, don't yours? Mine regularly burst out of my chest going, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. All
right, Spaceballs. Get the fuck back inside.
But such a good is this a good time to do the real fake, or do you have anything else to add, boys?
I have nothing else to add.
I think Doug has a little bit more.
Where is the hole?
Where is hole?
That's a good fucking question.
Where is hole?
According to Mel, where is the hole?
About 9 miles off his property.
Which is in Ellensburg.
Ellensburg, Washington, about 9 miles away from Mel Waters' property.
And people have looked up on Google Maps, Google Photos. Yep. No one has found this hole.
No one.
It kind of sounds like it's a bunch of bullshit, Mel.
Let's do it.
As soon as the government took over... Apparently, this hole does not exist anymore. Let's fucking do it.
Sounds about right. Everyone ready? On three. One, two, three.
Fake.
Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong. Yeah. No, this one, it fucking screams fake because it's an audio stunt.
I will say.
Back in the 1990s, they call in, they this one person, who apparently doesn't exist, faxes a talk show that is literally riddled
with fake
fallacies
bullshit.
And fake bullshit. Yes, it's like this program is known for just entertaining this kind of bullshit. If there was a fucking bottomless pit that had a diameter of 90 feet, do you think we might know about it?
Yeah, eventually. I would let you in on it. Yeah.
Is there a part of America that we haven't discovered yet?
Oh, real
quick.
There's
parts of the world we haven't discovered yet.
Red Elk. Oh, yeah. Red Elk, that whole thing, yeah. 2008.
2008, cool.
2008,
so
okay.
You were close.
I was close. 2012.
You were literally in the middle. You said 2004 and then 2012. Yeah. Those are 4 years apart.
Red Elk was actually with Mel when the whole, melted goat thing happened.
Yeah.
But okay. I will say...
I still don't think it's real.
No,
not at all.
That doesn't sway me. Even though I think it's fake, it turned into one of my favorite little stories because it does give you, pepper ins of, multiverse and different dimensions, and it really brings me back to the flesh interfaces from Mother Horse Eyes and even other stories, like we
honestly
mentioned Deptford earlier, but even Deptford could
fucking ARGs.
It brings you back. It's kind of like a mini ARG
before
ARGs
instant
were
communication via internet. This might have been what an ARG looked like.
I very much enjoyed this story.
It was a really fun story. Read it all out, it is.
I wish it was made nowadays in the style of how Gregory 88 was, where if this was a Twitter story, this probably would have taken off and been very well done.
Yep.
But overall, the premise is super fun. I just wish there's a bit more to go off of than just these coast to coast.
I know.
Yeah, they could have fleshed it out a bit better with a different media.
If he actually got us pictures, if he got us like government.
Oh no, stuff. They can't take pictures. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
They have to draw it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Could you draw it for me?
Like that was.
Hey,
that was the biggest red flag for me. As soon as he's like, "Well, I can't do that."
Yeah, exactly.
You can.
I thoroughly enjoyed this one. I thought it'd be a short one. I think we're pushing an hour now.
Oh, yeah, you want to see?
Yeah.
We're
over an hour. We're an hour 10. I really did think that this was going to be a fun little extravaganza down a hole, one could say.
I love fun extravaganzas down holes.
But I enjoy this one quite a bit. It's short-ish, sweet, and to the point.
Well, it reminds me of, I know this is a weird, fucking correlation to make, but it reminds me of the Russian sleep experiment. Just in, the teeniest bit.
I kind of get what you mean with, government influence and shit like that.
Well,
it's
the whole grandeur idea of the story.
Yeah.
Culminating to a very fake piece of shit.
Yeah. it could have been so much better. And,
a story you want to be real and you want more information on, but you never will.
Never fucking get it.
Because
you'll never find this goddamn hole.
Well, there's also, there will never be more information on this than there is now.
I do wonder because Art Bell kind of confirms that this guy is from or in Australia.
Yeah.
I wonder if that part is true and if this guy is a native to Australia just fucking with him or if he's a fucking old rich white guy who moved to Australia and is just let's
he could
fuck
be living
him.
Two doors down from me. There was no way to verify where he's from.
Yeah.
There's none. So he could be anywhere. But again, this to all of us, this seems supremely fake. It's a very interesting story.
Tell us what you think of Mel's Hole.
Yeah.
Give us your opinion on it.
Yeah. If we miss something, please fucking hit us up. Correct us. We are always looking for people to correct us because holy shit, there are so many
things. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there it is.
Holy cow.
There are so many things that I think that I know about, and then we do an episode on something and I learn a fuckload about it. I'm like, wow, I was 100% wrong.
Yeah.
So please, if you have some insight on this story, hit us up at dilutypod@gmail.com. Go to our link tree.
Text us.
Facebook.
Send us a voicemail.
Send me a fax hole.
Yes. Send again. We're
can you get that phone number again for us?
Oh yeah, I did say we're gonna.
Yeah. Can you get that phone number? Doug. Do you have anything to say to the people?
You know, last episode when I said we're gonna do it one more time at the end.
Yeah.
We fucking.
And I told you not to, and you didn't, and I appreciate you for not doing it a third time.
Doug, do you have anything you want to say to the people?
I'm going to miss you guys for a couple weeks while I'm dealing with life bullshit. Thank you for all the support. Hit us up on our socials.
Send us a heart emoji and then send a text that says, we love you, Big D.
To the number 630-909-9366.
One more time?
630-909-9366. 9366.
One more time for the rules of
6309099366.
Thank you.
Yeah, and welcome. If you're sad that I'm gonna not be on the next couple episodes, which I'm sure none of you will, let me know or don't.
If you're sad that Doug's not here, send Mike a picture of your favorite tooth.
Send me your best drawing of Doug's face.
Yeah.
And then we will just kind of tape it to his chair and talk to him.
I'll tape a fucking garbage bag to a box fan so it blows up like a body and just...
We'll put a smoke machine behind it so it's like he's vaping at us.
Yeah.
Also, if you're confused why you hear me in the next couple episodes...
It's because he's still here.
Fucking shut up.
Shut up.
Just... I wasn't going to say anything other than that. I'm just going to say just think that through.
Think nothing through. Shut up, Doug.
Critical thinking skills are not applicable for next two episodes.
sign-offs, boys. Jason, go.
Mike, go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you're... Dang, you put me on the spot. please go on our... I got it. It's fine. Go on our Linktree, linktree.com/dilutypod, or look us up anywhere, dilutypod, or don't look under the internet. If you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be super cool because... I like seeing reviews and I like sucking my own dick. So when I see those, it's thank you.
Can I mention something real quick?
Sure, pal.
So something we don't really talk about is, it's just because it's out there, it's in all our descriptions. You can go on to Buy Me a Coffee, and we don't accept coffee. We do accept beer, though.
Yes.
So you already had some... buy us a beer, and we did have...
We had some booze bought for us. Thank you, Zach.
Zach,
hey, you bought our bottle tonight.
All of us a beer. And the funny thing is that somebody made a promise that if somebody bought us a beer, they would chug a beer on camera.
I will do that.
Yep. And we're going to do that right before we get into our bonus shit.
Hooray!
Yep. I will film that for you guys, and we will be posting that to our socials.
We will.
It'll be a grand old time.
And honestly...
Thank you, Zach.
Doug and I, we are probably going to join Mike in the festivities.
Thank you so much.
I mean, me and Jason, we're already pretty drunk, yeah. So it's not a big deal.
Again, marathon recording.
Again, thank you so much for listening, everybody. We love all of you equally. Linktree.com/DaludiPod. Thank you to all of our patrons. We love you all equally as well. Find some sort of watermelon that's in your garden, house. I don't care. Just have sex with it, for fuck's sake. Jason, go ahead.
No, Doug, go ahead. I got the last one.
If I haven't told you guys in a while, please, please, just do us a favor and slap those peens and beans together. Like, you owe it to yourselves. You earned slapping a peen against a bean. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Fucking follow
just
your
fucking
heart.
Just fucking do it.
Follow your heart.
Do it. There's nothing wrong with it.
I do...
Just have consent.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're Greek, in which case that means nothing to you.
I don't...
Did you say unless you're Greek?
Yeah.
Just...
Have you not seen Greek mythology?
That's true.
Zeus just comes down. He's like, I'm a cow. I'm a fuck you.
Yeah. Zeus comes down. I'm a beautiful duck.
This went awry. I'm sorry, everyone.
Either way, there is one thing I do want to announce... And it's a little contest that I've been thinking up. Oh, no. And I want everybody who's listening...
He'd be pulling the shit out of his ass and not telling us these things.
No. I was never going to tell you. I want everybody who's listening to message us on Facebook.
Okay.
Go to our... Well, I'd say group, but honestly...
Facebook,
just,
Instagram?
Just no,
message
just,
us somewhere?
No. Just Facebook, I'm saying. Just Facebook. And I want all of you motherfuckers to tell me... Which of the three of us you find the sexiest?
Why? What? Why?
I want to know. And everybody... everybody
so sincere. I want to know.
Everybody who answers is going to get a sticker.
Jason's looking for an ego boost. Yeah. Here we go.
You know how I mentioned I want to suck my own dick earlier? Well, here's fucking Jason call me handsome.
Well, no, I don't want it to be me.
I almost called you Jason Voorhees. I'm not far off, but just fucking Jason.
Just call me Kane Hodder. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
No, I have a stack.
Please call me sexy.
I have a stack of fucking stickers here, and I want the consensus to let us know who you think is the sexiest. The group that is a part of the sexy, they are going to receive an exclusive Computer Creep sticker. We ordered a fuckload.
Once these are gone,
I'm happy to mail them out.
They're done.
Yeah, once they're gone, they're done until we order more.
Well, no, we're going to be ordering more of a different sticker.
Yeah.
But this sticker will be gone for good.
Yes. So we're going to be changing up our look a bit.
If that's the case, tell the people one quality that you think earns you the title of sexiest on the podcast.
I don't think I deserve it. But
you made the fucking thing, so you must obviously think you're deserving of the title.
No,
put my ass on the spot why I'm sexy? No.
I just want to know. Here's the criteria. Here's the criteria that I think.
Find our social medias personally, look at our pictures, and then, you know, jerk off or not to them.
I have three criteria, okay? The first one.
Receding hairline.
Which one of us can eat the most corn? The second one.
It's Kelly. I just watched her down a bowl of corn for dinner.
Oh my God.
Which one of us has the wettest eyeballs? And the third. Is going to be...
Wait, you can't see my eyeballs.
Well, that's not our fucking problem, Doug.
They're closed half the time.
That's fair.
That's not fair. It's not.
The third one is going to be... Which one of us...
Has the best titties?
The best audio titties, yes.
Okay.
Audio titties?
Can we all just slap our audio titties for a sec?
Audio titties.
Everyone ready? One, two, three.
Oh, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I saw that. So
he's
you're
a twig. He doesn't have any titties.
Oh, that's not your tit.
Wait, okay, tit.
All right, this is fucking going off the rails.
Either way, this went way south.
Tell us who you find the sexiest. I will send you a goddamn sticker. I have so many of them.
If it's me, then your vote is
also
trash.
Actually, no. I'll accept who's not the sexiest as well.
If yeah, same.
It's me, then your
if
vote
it's Mike,
is trash.
You might get a
two. Your vote is trash and your vote is trash.
Yeah, if you I'll vote for Mike, you might get teeth.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
I'll send happen. You whatever you want.
Either way, we're going to tally up the results. We're going to figure out who is and is not the sexiest. And everyone who voted for the winner is going to get something. So.
Is it Fabio? It's Fabio. Goodbye, everybody.
I want
Fabio's
to
sex
you up.
Yeah. Fabio's the sexy.
Long story short, if you interact with us,
we will reward
you'll get
you.
Something.
You will be rewarded, I promise.
What a prize!
We are begging for attention.
Jason, Jason, you say something at the end of every show, but you didn't this time.
Everybody that is listening to... go away and be calm. Is that it?
Yeah.
No.
Bye.
That's not right.
Bye.
Bye.
He was stay paranoid. He was saying stay paranoid, but he didn't say that. I had to say it.
Hey, everybody, stay fucking paranoid. Ow! Either way, we love you. Thank you for listening. Listen to us next week, every Monday, at midnight.
And fuck off. And fuck you, Corbin.
This is Ben. Arms out.